The Honourable Member for Winnipeg North.
And you can imagine.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm very pleased to be able to table a petition from a good number of constituents and other Canadians who are very concerned about the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, which they say is really NAFTA on steroids. They are very concerned about this government's agenda with respect to continental integration and the lowering of standards to the very bottom of the heap, and very worried about losing valuable national programs, especially in the areas of health care. And so, Mr. Speaker, they call upon this government to stop these secret negotiations and to start acting on behalf of Canadians.
The Honourable Member for Victoria.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I have a petition totaling over 500 signatures on behalf of Canadians who ask that the government respect Canada's long tradition of providing safe harbour to those fleeing militarism. The majority of Canadians did not support the war in Iraq and saw it as an illegal war. These petitioners argue, Mr. Speaker, that according to the principle of international law, soldiers have a duty, not a choice, to refuse to carry out illegal orders. They now call on the government to give war resisters sanctuary and let them stay. And I have a petition on behalf of students who are struggling with crippling debt and face soaring tuition fees. They ask the minister to ensure that the review of the Canada student loan system resolves some of the major flaws by creating a federal needs-based grant system for all Canadian student loans in every year of study, to reduce the federal student loan interest rate, to create a student loan ombudsperson, to provide better relief for repayment of debt, and, Mr. Speaker, to create federal standards governing the conduct of government and private loan collection agencies. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Stoney Creek.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm pleased to rise today to present a petition on behalf of Hamilton East Stoney Creek citizens who share my concern about the environment, and they request that the Parliament move quickly to expand Nahanni National Park Reserve to protect the entire South Nahanni watershed, the Nahanni karst land, so as to secure this globally significant wilderness for future generations of Canadian and for the whole of the world. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Member for Sault Ste. Marie.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I present a petition similar to my colleague from Winnipeg on the Security and Prosperity Partnership talks that are going on between the United States of America and Mexico and Canada, and particularly concerned about its impact on our ability to protect our water. We know that south of the border, folks are getting thirsty, and they're eyeing
stewardship in a way that worries us.
And if this is on the table with this security, prosperity, and partnership discussions, then we want to know more about it. We want it to be more open and public, and to have debate here in the House, and have it approved by the Canadian people, not just a group of well-placed minions behind closed doors. This petition is signed by 150 people from across the country.